If you watch tonight's Republican presidential debate, there's a phrase we can all but guarantee you'll hear. It's two words, and its use by politicians from every party has become so common, it only makes sense. For WFAE's Tom Bullock to look into its history.
Have you figured out what that phrase is yet? Ted Cruz sure has.
I believe in common sense conservative values.
Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders have too.
What I consider to be common sense.
I'm using common sense.
Common sense.
Even Governor Pat McCrory has made it a regular part of his repertoire.
Which is why I've signed today several common sense reforms into law.
These days, common sense has become such a political cliche that it got Sophia Rosenfeld wondering
why that term crops up in contemporary political life so often.
Rosenfeld decided to start researching the use of common sense by politicians. She's a history professor at Yale, so her view of contemporary is a bit broader than most.
Well, in the aftermath of the Glorious Revolution in England,
when they overthrew the king in 1688, politicians, she found, first use common sense to find common ground.
We'll just settle on something that's obvious and clear to everyone who isn't absurd or crazy.
But Rosenfeld says it didn't take long for politicians to figure out the phrase common sense was
something you can fight with really effectively.
And boy, have they, especially here in America. First came Thomas Paine's pamphlet arguing for American independence. Paine made common sense a term for radical thought, a mantle Rosenfeld found many grabbed onto.
For instance, abolitionists arguing against slavery, feminists arguing for women's suffrage.
For a long time, though, references of common sense and Thomas Paine were uttered mostly by the political left, until Ronald Reagan decided to make it his own.
And Reagan loves this notion of restoring common sense to American political life.
We do have people, there's no question, that they'd pave the whole place over in the name of progress. But we've got environmentalists who wouldn't let you build a house unless it looked like a bird's nest. And there is a common sense place in the middle that recognizes that people are ecology too.
The use of common sense as a catchphrase has ebbed and flowed since then. Sophia Rosenfeld believes there's a reason it's come back into fashion today.
The more contentious politics become at any given moment, the more often people have recourse to common sense.
Which means the utterances of common sense this election will be far more common than the sense it implies. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.